preseason game, your first extended playing time.
Yeah.
How big a step is Monday night in the whole big picture?
You know, I guess you could look at it as it's the last step, you know, getting out there and playing a full game. But, you know, in my opinion, we've already hit the last step. You know, I think I'm ready to play. You know, I don't think there's anything else that I need to do. Now it's time to just go out there and have fun and play ball.
You kind of excited for the first opening day?
I mean, who wouldn't be excited? You know, especially, you know, I don't even know how long. I mean, year and a half, year and 7 months. I mean, year and 9 months since I've played a regular season. I don't even know how long it's been. But, you know, yeah, opening day is always exciting. You know, when you haven't played in that long, I think it's, you know, I'm that much more excited to get out there and play.
Have you changed your preparation? Have you changed your preparation at all?
As far as what?
Pre-game. In terms of what you do since the second season?
Not really. I mean, I'm not really. Are you talking about on game day? Before the... On game day?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've always kind of had my own routine, and, you know, it's kind of, it's been the same.
Have you changed anything during the work week?
You know, I think just a little more, you know, maintenance, a little more recovery, you know, making sure that, you know, my knee feels good throughout the week, just taking care of it, you know, a little more than when I was younger, probably.
When you heard it the second time, is there ever any question that you could be back here, you know, looking at week one as a starter?
You know, aside from, you know, those first couple of days where I was just, you know, kind of really down about everything, no. You know, I knew that when I made the decision to come back and play that, you know, I was going to get back to playing at a high level and I was going to be here again.
Have you ever feared that it was going to be a career-ending thing?
You know, I think when it initially happens, you know, before you talk to doctors, before they tell you that, you know, there hasn't been any, you know, permanent or significant damage, you know, I think that thought always crosses your head. But, you know, after I talked to Doc and knew that it was just going to be the same rehab process as it was the first time, I wasn't worried about it at all.
So, yeah, what that you said that you, that somebody, I thought, had written this, that you considered, at least in the first 48 hours or whatever, that's it, I'm done. That was true or not true?
I think, you know, I think that thought comes into your head, you know, like, man, I don't want to do this again. Like, I'm tired of rehabbing. I just spent a year rehabbing, and here we go again. But, you know, I think when I really had to get serious about making that, it really wasn't a decision. I knew that, you know, once I could get back to rehab and could feel good, that I was going to come back and play.
Wasn't like a wake-up moment?
No, it's not like I debated for like 6 months and I was like, man, I don't know about this. Like, I don't feel good. Like, I don't like football anymore. Like, it was more like a couple-hour deal where it's like, I'm just tired of rehabbing. But then you kind of suck it up and get over that and it's back to normal.
When did you feel back? When did you feel like I'm back?
You know, probably when I got back to training camp. You know, obviously I was limited through OTA, still kind of working to get some strength back in my legs and feel good. But once I got back to training camp and, you know, didn't feel anything in my knee and felt like I was my normal self out there, I felt like I was back, ready to go.
Sam, how important or how not important is trust with your offensive line and comfort knowing where guys are going to be and who's got who, and so you can just focus downfield and play your game?
Oh, it's huge, you know, especially in this offense with, you know, the way that we make Mike declarations and some of the protections are run. You know, I have to be very in sync with Kels up front and know, you know, where the point is, who I'm hot off. You know, even our tackles sometimes can change that, you know. Got to make sure that I'm really just in tune with those guys up front. I think it's big. I think no matter what system you're in, it's important to be comfortable and have confidence in those guys in front of you. And in this system, I think it's probably even more important than in others.
Is it nice how, I mean, in St. Louis, it was kind of a revolving door at times up in front of you. Does it help you make the transition to this team, knowing who's in front of you and they've been playing together for a while?
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, whether it's football, business, anything, stability is a key to success, you know, in anything you do. And I think to have stability up front, to have those five guys together, you know, they've played quite a few games together. You know, this isn't going to be the first time that they've started together. You know, it means a lot. And I think, you know, those guys feel more confident in their ability.
What do you think your emotions will be stepping on the field, you know, Monday Night Football? That, like, just the fact that you've come full circle and this will be, you know, the start of something new and exciting.
You know, I think, to be honest, it'll probably be the same as it has every other season opener, except now I think, you know, I just enjoy things a little bit more. You know, take time to just enjoy the small things out there and just have fun, because you never know when it's going to be taken away from you. So, you know, besides the normal excitement and jitters, you know, I'm just going to look to enjoy myself out there.
Are you really curious? Any of the expectations out there and how the player tries not to get caught up in that and just play football. The expectations for this team are through the roof right now, by the way.
I think I've told you guys from day one, I really don't pay attention to anything that goes on outside this building. I'm not concerned with what the expectations are outside of this building. We know what our expectations are of ourselves. They're pretty high as well. We expect to go out there and execute and play to the level that we know we can. And I think that's all that matters.
Are you kind of curious to see how it goes Monday with these weapons and this O-line and you back there? I mean, you've had little snippets, a few drives in Green Bay, but never had a full game with game planning and really kind of, taking into consideration the other defense. And I mean, it's going to be the first time it all comes together.
Yeah.
Kind of curious to see how it operates.
But to be honest, I think the beauty about the way we run things here is, even though we didn't really game plan a ton in the preseason, we'll game plan for this game, but we're going to run our stuff. You're not going to see anything crazy out of us. It's going to be what we do. So I think I'm comfortable in that fact. We're not going to go into this game plan, and totally change the playbook, and run a million different plays that, we haven't run before.
You know better than most how arduous it is to rehab one ACL tear, much less two. How did you keep your sanity through the second one?
You just got to take it day at a time. I think if you come in every day with the attitude that you're going to get better that day and you're going to make progress that day, then the progress that you make over 3 and 6 months, it just kind of comes naturally. But if you come in every day expecting to just make leaps and bounds, and you're like, I can't wait till I'm running again, but you're 3 months away from running, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So I really just try to take it, day by day.
Did you have to learn to do that?
I think the first time that's really kind of what I struggled with. I wasn't really ready for the ups and downs of the rehab process. I expected everything to get better every day and for it to just come fast and natural. And, that's not how it is. But, I think I was more prepared for that the second time.
What was the last step? When you said before, do you think the last step was taking some of those shots that you took in the preseason? It was the last step, running 10 for 10 Green Bay with? When you said you feel like you've already made the last step, which was the more important last step?
I think just getting out there and, playing ball again, taking a few hits, feeling the speed of the game out there and just getting back at it.
Sam, what are some of the things you expect from Atlanta's defense? I mean, if they run what Seattle's done, pretty well with the kind of the concepts they have defensively.
Obviously, we're expecting, a lot of single high. They're going to try to crowd the box, take away the run. They're not overly complicated in what they do if it's, similar, which it is compared to what we've seen from, Seattle in the past, what I've seen the past few years from Seattle, but they're really good at what they do. When you don't play a lot of coverages, you get really good at what you do. So we're going to have to be ready and just be disciplined, and take what's there.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.